read it right now. Man, you gotta teach about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
I didn't set a red line. The world set a red line. The world set a red line when governments representing 98% of the world's population said the use of chemical weapons are abhorrent and passed a treaty forbidding their use even when countries are engaged in war.
That's quite a change of tone, though, from this.
A red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around or being utilized. That would change my calculus.
The president's use of the term red line was deliberate and was based on U.S. policy.
Deliberate. Okay, now is today just bad messaging or what?
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was not Fox News. That was CNN calling him out. Rush Limbaugh has challenged the mental health of the president, as did Peter King the other day, who called him schizoid. A column that I wrote, by the way, 2 weeks ago. They are both picking up on what I said. I know they read me. Hi there, and welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I am here with radio legend Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you today?
Well, hello, Dave. Good to see you.
Yeah, no, you're lying. I know you are. Who raked me over the coals all of the last 15 minutes of the morning mayor show, but that's okay. I'm there to be a punching bag for you, Lee Burr.
No, I'm...
Because you are a radio legend, and I'm just, you know, I'm an amateur.
I've dedicated myself to paying attention for at least 10 minutes in this show.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, just tell me which 10 minutes that is, and we'll go from there. How's that? Have you looked at the...
Yes, I got the website.
You have the website on there, and it's got a picture of what?
It's got a picture of some girls.
And are they good-looking girls? Other than the fact that Danica is not in there?
Well, where is
Danica? Pretty good. Danica, she'll go in there, but, you know, I have to tease you a little bit with that. For some reason, Danica Patrick is Lieber's ideal as a woman.
She's a sweetie.
Of course, I think she'll always finish first. There's no doubt about that.
Mm, I don't care.
Which is good.
I could care less if she ever wins a race, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't know. She's a certain kind of, guy is attracted to.
Have you ever seen the GoDaddy
woman with male hormones, you know?
The GoDaddy commercial?
Yes, I have.
I think I'll take a shower.
Oh, God.
What can I say?
Oh, you could say sometime that you'll take a shower. You know, it's a small studio, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you want to call the show? Oh, we got so much stuff today. I know I'm being a little silly right now. We're going to talk about Syria. We're going to talk about Obamacare. We're going to talk about why you'd vote for anything under this president, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I think the whole thing is falling through the bottom of the floor. And then they've got Obama sitting there in Russia, shaking the hand of Putin the day after Putin called Secretary of State John Kerry a liar. What is that about? How do you shake the hand of the man that just had your main guy called a liar?
What's he supposed to do when he gets out of a car? I mean, you know, he can't.
What's
just
he supposed
walk
to do
is
he's got an emergency in Syria. I'll tell you what he's supposed to do. He should have called the Congress back right now. He's got this emergency situation. He should have had the debate. Have the vote right now. What does he do? He goes off to Sweden and to Russia? Oh, no. I take that back. First, he had to play a round of golf with Joe Biden. That was the premier thing he had to do.
They should have got this done. They shouldn't have got this.
Exactly. Well, he's saying what an emergency it is. This is another path of, he says it's an emergency. And yet, then what does he do? You know, it's not what he says. You got to watch what he does. He does the exact opposite of what you would do in an emergency.
You run.
He runs. That's right. He runs. That's what we have.
Run.
Yeah, it's not good. Anyways, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So Syria is maybe going to get authorized in the Senate. You've got the Senate committee voted 10-7 to pass it onto the floor for a vote. But in that, you had two Democratic senators out of those 17 votes. Actually, it was 10-7 and one voting present, because two Democratic senators voted against and one voted present. And you had two Republican senators vote no. That was Rubio, and I can't remember the other guy to save my life right now. But you got McCain and Graham, who are Republicans, I guess. No, they're rhinos. And they're carrying the water for the president on this deal. They're the ones who are pushing this. And McCain came up with this great statement based on the what happened after World War One, when they passed this thing against chemical warfare. And he says, well, you know what? There were no chemical warfare used during World War II. I would say that 6 million Jews and 11 million other people, including some religious foes and some political foes, would disagree with that because they were gassed during World War II. What is wrong with, I think I like McCain, he's a war hero and all that, but, being a war hero doesn't necessarily mean that you're brilliant. And he is, I'm sorry, he's about as dumb as a rock. Anyways, and he needs to get out of there. His time has come and gone. He's not good for the country any longer in terms of what he's saying and who he's supporting. We don't know. The Russians now have come out with a 100-page report, or will come out with it shortly, that says that the government of Syria, run by Assad, is not responsible for the chemicals that killed those children, about 1,000. It was actually the Al-Qaeda-infested rebels who posed this so that the U.S. would get involved and try to get rid of Assad for them. Now, who are these rebels attacking? They're going after Christians. They're beheading people. They're attacking Christian villages. They're trying to commit genocide on Christians. Who's protecting the Christians? Assad. And who is actually the ally to Assad? Russia, under Putin. So here we go. This is an amazing thing. Think about this. The President of the United States of America is backing a group that is trying to commit genocide on Christians, and they were responsible for 9/11. And Putin is out there backing a guy who's protecting the Christians, who's fighting and losing people to protect the Christian villages out there against Al-Qaeda. Worldwide, guess what? They're back in Russia, in Putin, not the United States of America. When has that happened? And I'm not saying this guy Putin is a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout. He's a rough guy. He's a KGB. But you know what? They had the intel right on the Boston bombers from Chechnya, Russia, in Russia. So, here we go. Okay, anyways, I have a first caller. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. And because you're the first caller, Lee Burr will set off flea bombs in your house. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don from Jeff City.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, number one, I heard, I don't know if you've ever heard of Sun Life Broadcasting, but they have a guy on there that gives 30-minute news, and I mean, he's really in-depth and good. His name is Rosenberg. But he gives three different instances.
Is it Joel Rosenberg?
No, I don't think it's...
Okay.
No, I don't think it's Joel, but he's Jewish descent, but he is a Christian. But he gives three instances where Al-Qaeda had made it known that they wanted something done. The last thing is they wanted the Assad, needed to be taken out of office. Three times they've suggested stuff, and Obama has did their bidding. And this was the third time. I won't go into detail about the other two times, but he gave in detail each time, and Obama has. It's just like he wants to help the brotherhood. It's like that's his mission, and of course, McCain. I respect his service to our country, but he's an idiot. And I mean, the guy actually is like, I mean, it's bad enough Obama could start a World War III, but he, you know, McCain goes a step further and said, you know, let's try to get this guy out of office so we can put Al Qaeda in charge. That'll make the world a safer place. I mean, he's an embarrassment to the Republican Party and to the United States.
Well, you know what? I'd agree with that. Now, McCain is claiming that Al Qaeda isn't in there, but
no.
Secretary of State John F. Kerry just yesterday said, well, they're around maybe 20-25%. Well, even admitting that much is ridiculous, and we know it's probably more like 60%, probably 100% of them on all sides hate America.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what the hell are we doing with this stuff? It is mind-boggling. That's why you have to wonder about the mental state of this president. My goodness.
Either he has a mental case, or number two, he is a Muslim, and he is a jihadist taking us down one step at a time, but trying to make it not, you know, trying to hide what his motive is. I mean, do you really think that maybe this guy is a Muslim and his goal in life is to take the United States down? I mean.
Well, this came out of, I believe, an Egyptian newspaper saying that Barack Obama has a secret membership in the Muslim Brotherhood. And by everything that's been going, this is Egypt now. This is not some right-wing nutty thing. This is an Egyptian newspaper. I can't remember which one. You could probably Google it. But saying this guy is a secret member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're going to reveal it someday. Well, you know, that's rumor. But you got to admit, everything he does has been benefited towards the Muslim Brotherhood, who are in close alliance to Al-Qaeda. Remember, the leader of Al-Qaeda is Al-Zawahiri, Dr. Al-Zawahiri, an Egyptian.
That's the guy Rosenberg was saying.
All right.
That three times he had suggested something, Obama had jumped on it.
Well, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy succeeded Osama bin Laden. All right, and he's been in the Egyptian Brotherhood since he was 14 years old. Anyway, Don, good call, and we're gonna take a break right now. We're gonna take our first break, and remember, after the call, after the commercials, call 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone
to give me your opinion. All right, this is KTTR News Radio 99.7 FM 1490 AM.
McDonald's makes it great with a great American classic quarter pounder. And now McDonald's is making it even greater with new quarter pounders. The new quarter pounder deluxe, the bacon and cheese quarter pounder, and the bacon habanero ranch quarter pounder with white cheddar cheese, thick cut applewood smoked bacon, tomato, lettuce, and spicy cool habanero ranch sauce. Find your new favorite. Try all three mouth-watering new quarter pounders at your McDonald's today with locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and Hugh and Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
If you've been waiting to buy a car, wait no more. Fairground Auto Plaza is out to break records and needs to sell 50 new cars and trucks before September ends. You've never seen prices so low, rebates so high, or trade-ins so aggressive. Like a 2012 Buick Regal Turbo Premium MSRP $31,470. Drive it home this month only, $27,350. It's deals like this we'll be handing out all month long. You've got to hurry down to Fairground Auto Plaza before it's too late and September is over. Stop by today, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla, or online at fairgroundgm.com.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
Now, Joe Lieberman, I believe, also voted for the resolution, which said the president needs to make more clear what he's doing and say out benchmarks and that the policy hasn't been working. We all believe, when you say stay the course, that's the president's policy, which hasn't been changing, which is a policy of failure. You've got to begin to set benchmarks for accomplishment. You've got to begin to transfer authority to the Iraqis. And there is no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night, terrorizing kids and children, you know, women, breaking sort of the customs of the historical customs, religious customs, whether you like it or not. Iraqis should be doing that.
That was Lurch, John F. Kerry, back in 2000, Senator Lurch, I should say, back in 2006, who was decrying the Bush administration for their Iraqi policy, calling our military a bunch of terrorists, and then saying, look, if terror is to be done, let the Iraqis do it to themselves. Well, okay, isn't that consistent with not invading Syria right now? But even so, I understand the chemical warfare bit of this. But you can't, what are they going to do? Who are they going to bomb? Right now, because of the president's delay, by going to Congress, this guy's got all these WMDs spread out, I will bet, under population zones, so that if we do go after these things, we will be killing thousands upon thousands upon thousands of innocent Syrians. Because we have pledged not to put boots on the ground. Now, let's say that we actually find some of these things and blow the roof off of one of the buildings where the WMDs are hidden, or maybe even explode some. What's going to prevent that from spreading to the population, and how are we going to account for it? Well, you probably need boots on the ground, wouldn't you? You probably, in the estimate by, I believe it was General Martin, Barack Obama's own general, is about 75,000 troops. So it absolutely makes no sense. The only thing we've got here is a president who went out on a limb when he should not have, saying he didn't say that, well, you've broken the line of the universe. He said, you broke my red line. This was him personally. Yeah, thanks for breaking my train of thought. Who gives a darn? My good friend here, Martin, has to put in front of me General Martin Petraeus. Who cares? Okay, thanks for your help. Hey, thanks for your help. It's not helpful. It just broke my train of thought. And now I have a call, which I'll get to in just a second. All right, I'll take the call, because now my whole thing is broken. Thank you. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. It's Tony in Cuba.
Hey, Tony. What's going on, man?
And I want to announce we got another war hero there, John Kerry. You know, he's that Vietnam War hero.
Sorry.
I'm so proud that Barack Obama appointed him the biggest BSer that is available, who lies through his teeth, to be who he is.
Vladimir Putin, you are a liar.
Nobody could represent us any better than John Kerry, because we know what he is.
Well, exactly, and they've got no case. Here's the thing. They're losing all the Democrats. This thing is not going to pass the House.
No.
It's probably problematic in the Senate, but, you know, these guys got elections to look at. And any Republican that votes for this is going to meet a primary challenge. Because it's senseless, and that goes for funding Obamacare too. Any Republican that funds Obamacare should meet a primary challenge. This thing's a train wreck, and we cannot be a party that participates in train wrecks.
one other thing I wanted to tell you. Have you been following the overpass group?
The who?
Overpass.
Oh, no, no. You're talking about the people that are putting signs out on overpasses?
Yeah,
no.
Impeaching Obama.
But I heard about it. Talk about impeaching Obama.
That's what they're doing. Their signs are impeach Obama.
They had Dennis Kunis. Kunisich? Is that
Kucinich.
Yeah, that guy. And he was a representative for the Democrats, and now he's a Fox News contributor, an extraordinarily far left guy who objected to Bush going into Iraq, is now talking about if the Congress votes not to agree to invade Syria. That, and if Obama does, as he just probably will, then we have a constitutional crisis, and we have to do something about it, implying that we ought to impeach Obama. This is not a Republican. This is Dennis
Kucinich.
Well, that's what should happen.
Well, yeah, it should have happened a long time ago, but
I don't think
it's not either. Practically it's not going to happen because of the voting process. But still, you've got his own party is now they're dissipating on this thing. This is a dumb thing. He said something really stupid. He put himself in a corner, and now he's trying to use the Congress as cover to get his sorry rear end out of the corner by being able to blame them. You know, you can't even blame Bush on this. He's blaming the world. Well, the blame Bush thing has gone away now. It's the world's fault. They passed this thing, and it's not me, you know. Well, when is it you, Mr. President?
What hasn't he done that he doesn't stand up for? What's his name on anything? Not one thing.
Well, that's the whole idea. Well, his name will go on things that have succeeded. The problem with that is nothing has. Nothing is. You got Obamacare, his major accomplishment, right? It's called a train wreck by a Democratic senator that wrote the bill, Max Baucus.
My last words.
Yes, sir.
Impeach.
All right, well, it could be coming to that, and then the Democrats might be. If you get the Democrats on board, that could happen. Hey, thank you for the call, Tony. We're going to take our second break here, and if you want to call the show after the break, it's 364-0800 or
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hay Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them. Does your trip to the dentist's office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
I got the ambassador on the other end, and he said, Greg, we're under attack. And it was also a bad cell phone night in Tripoli. Connections were weak. And I said, okay, and the line cut.
Emotional testimony from Gregory Hicks, who served as deputy to Ambassador Chris Stevens and was in Libya the night of the Benghazi attack.
At about 3 a.m., I received a call from the Prime Minister of Libya. I think it's the saddest phone call I've ever had in my life. he told me that Ambassador Stevens had passed away.
Hicks also spoke about the Special Forces troops prepared to travel from Tripoli to Benghazi when they were stopped, much to their frustration.
How did the personnel react to being told to stand down? They were furious. I can only say, well, I will quote Lieutenant Colonel Gibson. He said, "This is the first time in my career that a diplomat has more balls than somebody in the military."
Now, this was testimony before Congress on Benghazi. I know. Yeah, it's old stuff, right? But this guy was the acting ambassador after the Islamist, Al-Qaeda connected, Muslim Brotherhood connected, murdered the Ambassador Stevens and took out three other Americans. And he was in Tripoli at the time with special forces who were ready to go in. They were boarding the planes. And somebody told him to stand down. And that's what Greg Hicks, the acting ambassador to Benghazi, was talking about. Now, the reason I bring this up, the context of it is that there was a Republican congressman who was questioning Senator Kerry, and he was bringing up some of these things. And Kerry, why do you want to go back there? Why do you want to do it? Well, he says, look, he says, you've done all these things. Here we go. And how do we believe you? How do we believe anything you say? First of all, four Americans die, and you've got the ambassador trying to get people to help the people that were fighting there for like 8 hours, screaming for help, being massacred by hordes of these Islamists who knew what the heck they were doing. And then after the fact, you go out and knowingly lie about it for months and months and months. How do we believe anything you tell us now? That's the point. You cannot believe anything Barack Obama says. Passes health care, right? Well, guess what? Now, he's not happy about certain things or he sees a political danger. He exempts people like me, like McDonald's Corporation. Why? We were ready to do it. Well, because he knows, and what's happening is that out of 7 out of 10 people now that have been hired in this country over the last 7 months are part-time. So that means now people who are getting 40 hours a week are getting under 30 hours a week. Why under 30? Because somehow the Obama administration has designated that full-time is 30 hours a week. Well, not only are businesses in the process of doing that, which they delayed now for a couple of years till after the 14 elections. But he has got the people who are individually mandated, individuals instead of corporations, are going to have to pay the bill. He's got young people going to have to pay huge amounts of premiums, some of whom don't even have insurance, but they will have to get it, whether they like it or not, because how else are they going to fund this, and I'm quoting Max Baucus, Democratic senator, train wreck? How else are they going to fund it? Oh, Harry Reid says, yeah, it is a train wreck. If we don't raise taxes by another trillion or so, it is a complete disaster. The Congressional Budget Office, which is bipartisan, says that premiums are going up 24% in this country, over what they would have been without Obamacare. I mean, the math on this is about $1.3 trillion is the cost. You're going to insure about 20 million more people at a cost of $7,000 each. Why not just give them a check and screw the rest of this bill because it is a disaster? Now, you've got President Clinton out there. He's out there. Oh, talking about, we just have to somehow fix this. Well, you can't fix it with a president that really won't talk to Republicans and won't even talk to his own party. You know, he's not out there doing stuff with his party. Hell, Joe Biden is calling these people into the situation when he's calling in Democratic senators to try to convince them Democratic representatives to try to convince them to vote for the Syria thing. It's not the president that is doing this. He has abdicated his position as president. He is the official campaigner in chief. That's all he can do. He runs away from adversity. When Osama bin Laden raid was going on with all our brave Navy SEALs and everything, where was Obama? According to Reggie Love, his whatever, valet or something, they were playing spades somewhere, out of reach, out of touch. So if they had an emergency there, where was the commander-in-chief? He was out of the room. Oh, he was there for a photo op, but that was about it. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
KATTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So that's why Republicans, and hopefully, and I think it's going to happen too, if this Syrian thing goes down, you're going to see a lot of Democrats over there turning on the president, because it's coming to be crunch time for elections. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Brian from Salem.
Hi, Brian. What's going on?
Well, I was thinking President Obama has not really painted himself into a corner with his with his red line comment, because that could be used the other way. Instead of attacking Assad, then attack Assad's enemies, because they're the ones that it's mounting evidence that they're the ones doing the gassing of people.
Yeah, but that's not his position. You know, Brian, if he really wanted to do something, you know what he'd do?
What?
He'd go to Iran and take out their nukes right now. That's what he'd do right now. Forget Syria for the moment. That's the real WMD problem right there, is Iran and their nukes.
I know.
That would take some guts.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do that as a president. You have 90 days. He could have done whatever he wanted to do in Benghazi up to 90 days. That's when the crunch time goes to for him to go to Congress. But he decided not to do that. Why? Because he's looking for cover in an incumbent.
I think I agree with your one of your callers previously saying that guy's got
screwless
secret brotherhood membership.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he might as well. He's doing all the stuff for those. He's doing their bidding. He's certainly not doing the bidding of the United States of America.
Yes, which does signal. I mean, just look at what he does. I mean, don't look at what he says. Look at what he does.
Exactly.
He supports Islam takeovers, fundamentalist Islam takeovers everywhere he gets a chance.
You got it. Hey, brother, have a good weekend. I got another caller. As soon as Lee gets his fingers working. Hi there. Not that finger. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Jerry from Cuba.
Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
I might have missed the first part of your show, but...
How dare you? By the way, before you go any further, go on DaveWeinbaum.com if you want to either rehear the show or tell your buddies about it. Say, oh, darn, I missed that Weinbaum show. You can go on there, and it's a podcast on my show. Very easy to get. You can listen to the whole show. So,
but I don't have a computer.
Well, go. Lee Burr will buy you one.
That's a deal.
There you go. Lee Burr.
Hey, I wonder if you touched on the subject of our commander-in-chief might not only have known about the chemical attack, but approved of it?
Well, that I don't know about.
It was on Rush Limbaugh. I just want to know what you thought about that subject, and I'll let you...
Well, I have no evidence to it one way or the other, so I can't really comment on it. You know, I mean...
That's what Rush Limbaugh thinks. He not only knew about it, but approved of it.
Well, I listened to Rush Limbaugh, but I didn't hear that, so...
He thinks the commander-in-chief knew about it and approved of this chemical attack.
Well, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? But I don't have any independent proof of that, so I can't really comment on it.
Well, what do you think about the idea?
What do I think about the idea?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bad idea, isn't it?
Well,
I think it's a horrible idea, if it happened.
Well,
so, all right. Well, thank you very much for the call. And how many more breaks do we have?
One more break, Dave.
One more break? Let's do it now, because that way it'll give us another, 25 minutes.
Won't
it?
No, not really, but longer.
All right, we're going to take our last break right now, because that way we're going to have unfettered communication back and forth, and we'll be able to tie this thing up nice, wrap it up, and put it away for another week. So please listen to these sponsors. And by the way, if you want to sponsor the show, all you got to do is call 364-2525 and ask for Pig Vomit, and the station manager, Mike Thompson, will be glad to talk to you about sponsoring the show, because I've got a ton of sponsors, and quite frankly, it's like this. It's like sending. It's like I want to go to Paris or something like that, like kids selling magazines. Well, I want another hour on this show, and I know Lee wants to do another hour on this show, you know, if we have keep having sponsors, we keep doing commercials, we're going to have to do that. We're going to grow this baby, okay? One way or the other, we're going to grow it. Anyways, stay tuned. The call letters on this station are KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
McDonald's makes it great with a great American classic quarter pounder. And now McDonald's is making it even greater with new quarter pounders. The new quarter pounder deluxe, the bacon and cheese quarter pounder, and the bacon habanero ranch quarter pounder with white cheddar cheese, thick cut applewood smoked bacon, tomato, lettuce, and spicy cool habanero ranch sauce. Find your new favorite. Try all three mouth-watering new quarter pounders at your McDonald's today with locations in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and Hugh and Rolla. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-69.
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse. Come pick out a good wine, enjoy a great steak, raise a glass, and celebrate with friends and family. Did you know that Missouri is home to more than 90 wineries? Our new retail wine space will feature many of these great Missouri wines. Enjoy a bottle with dinner, take a bottle home, or purchase a gift for a friend. Whatever your wine needs, we've got you covered. Stop by and see us at Matt's Steakhouse, exit 189 off of I-44, 573-364-1220.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
Life's just a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game. Every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
the Dave Weinbaum Sports Show here with commentator Lee Burr. Lee, how was that? Now, you got to admit that was a pretty good thing at the end.
That was a nice, nice thing.
And look at the call. Look at the things light up. My goodness, look at the calls. And by the way, check out my great website. I've got four gorgeous gals on there who follow me on Twitter and actually deliver my stuff, including. And the Barbie twins aren't even on there. I don't even have room for them. But these gals are all following me. One is named Pucci Laveau. And you know about Candace Lanier, my little sweetheart from Michigan. And let's see, the other one is Donlin Turnbull.
Kembe Mutombo.
And Shauna Robinson, who is an Access Hollywood hostess. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I have somebody on the air?
Yes.
Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Randy. St. James.
Hi, Randy. What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just a couple comments. Syria, no. We don't need to be going there. There's no national security interest or anything else. The hell with his red line. I think what we should do is say, okay, Russia, this is your friends. You take care of it. International community, what do you want Russia does?
Wait a minute. Wait, I didn't understand your last part there. Who should we tell to take care of it?
Russia.
Oh, Russia.
Yes, and tell the international community to look at Russia, see how they play it.
Well, we know how they're playing it. They're playing it. They back Assad, and they claim they can prove that it wasn't Assad that did the chemical warfare, that it was, in fact, the Al-Qaeda terrorists. So you've got a really interesting position for Putin. Believe me, he's a capable guy. Whatever you think of him, he's a capable leader. Okay, he's dealing with a pure amateur who's a little nuts, and that's Barack Hussein Obama. It's like dealing with a little kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's got this guy completely buffaloed, completely backed into his own corner. Of course, Obama did that to himself. But, oh, man, I mean, Putin was thrilled to see Barack Obama the day after he called John F. Kerry, the Department of Defense head under Barack Hussein Obama, a liar. I mean, why is our president shaking this guy's hand? He should have given him the finger. Like, you know, we should have Lee Burr doing that diplomacy there. So anyway, then Lee Burr felt it was necessary to flip me off just now. All right. Thank you for the call. And if you want to call the show, it's 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Okay, and we have another caller as soon as Lee Burr recognizes it and pushes a button. Now, you pointed at me, and yet I'm waiting until that light goes off because I don't think they hear me until then.
You're
Is
fine.
That true?
No, that's
good. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from St. James.
Hey, Kevin. What's going on there?
Hi. Not much. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Hey, that was a good phone call we had the other day. I appreciate you talking to us, having a little bit of a dialogue.
Oh, good. Well, I never got that phone call, and you claim that I did. Maybe you thought I did, but never had that phone call.
Okay. All right. Well, it's to do with the deal about the extension for businesses.
Yeah.
And how y'all are up in arms about giving the extension. You know, what he should have done was not give the extension and just hit you all with the massive fines that would have been hit.
Yeah, okay. Well, we were ready for it. We were doing meetings based
Dave,
on that.
Give me a break. Come on. You'd be griping about that. One thing about it, first he gives an extension that all of corporate America, not all, but about 55-60% of corporate America is asking for another about 10 more months to get all their books in.
Well, I would be griping about it because I think it's bad legislation. I think it's bad for the country. It never works. It hasn't worked anywhere. In the world, anywhere.
It hasn't worked anywhere.
And it's the first thing that dictators do to gain power, to take one-fifth of the economy away. It's the first thing they do is national health care.
A legally elected person is a dictator, huh?
This guy? He's a wannabe. He's trying.
Yeah, right. Okay, and it's like what you're good.
You want evidence? He goes around Congress. He changes law all by himself. He changed his own law, the Obamacare law, which is supposed to be the law of the land, 12 times so far and counting, without going back to Congress.
How did he change the law by giving an extension?
Because the law says this is what shall happen. The business will do this, and you cannot change the law without going to Congress. It's anti-constitutional.
Laws are written to sometimes have extensions put into them.
Well, fine, then go back to Congress and say, hey, I need this, or I need that. He's not a king. To your point, that's what tyrants do.
Your last guy that you so love so much, he thought he was the king, him and getting that Patriot Act rammed down the American people's throat.
Well, really? Wasn't that passed by Congress? Didn't they sort of, aren't we still on it? Under Obama?
Well, I tell you what, if I had anything to do with it, it had been repealed.
Okay, Barack Obama had the House and the Senate his first 2 years in office. Do you recall him repealing that?
No, because
he could have done it. He could have gotten rid of it.
It's just like with Citizens United. That's a bunch of crap too. But
what is Citizens United? I don't even know what that is.
You know what Citizens United is? Don't act stupid. you act like
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what Citizens United is, Dave. You are so full of it. It's one of your favorite things. It's where corporations can donate as much money as they want and get the candidate they want elected in there.
Really?
Ain't that a great thing?
I don't know. I didn't know what it was, but wow, I like it. You know, corporations are people. Corporations are those stocks are they're held by individuals.
Yeah, the corporations are people. Yeah,
they are.
Right. Okay.
You own any stock, Kevin?
Do I own any stock? No, I do not.
Okay. Do you have a pension fund that owns stock?
Do I have a pension fund? Yes, I do.
You are a participant in the corporate world, you corporate tyrant, you. You're just the biggest corporate tyrant as I am.
I'm not saying
sure you are.
A corporate tyrant. No,
well, there you go. You got stock in companies, and you're participating.
When you allow CEOs and when you allow money baggers, the super rich, to donate as much money as they want to a candidate, that's called trying to buy your candidate.
What about getting foreign sources to fund your candidacy like Barack Obama does?
What foreign sources?
Oh, all over the world. People were donating stuff that went unreported.
You want to know something? I think that's a bunch of BS too.
So if Barack Obama let's say by some chance Barack Obama got a chance to run again, would you vote for him again?
Would I vote for him again?
Yeah,
I'd vote for him again because I don't think anybody on the Republican side that can hold a candle to him.
Okay. Well, thank you. For your call, and I appreciate it. And you know, there you go. Here's a Barack Obama follower right there. Hopefully we can overcome that. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I love Kevin. Thanks for the call. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, perfect one to follow Kevin.
Yeah, you got to turn down your radio. I can't hear you. Turn down your radio.
Okay, this is Joan Flapp.
Oh, Joni, happy birthday to your husband, and why didn't you come to McDonald's for your meal?
We've been to McDonald's.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just not in your area.
Yeah, all you do is come on my lot and you throw seeds down on my...
Well, at least I'm participating
yes,
in your
that's
business.
True. I appreciate that. No, I appreciate you. And my friend on Facebook, and, you know, by the way, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to come argue, Kevin argues all the time on my site.
Oh, but I'm the perfect one to follow him.
Yes, you are. What can I do for you?
I think that we need to keep the boots in the air and put the wingtips on the ground.
Keep the boots in the air and the wingtips on the ground. In other words, you're voting no. Why is it that I'm having trouble discerning certain languages from both sides of the aisle? I'm a little slow. I must be a little slow today. I thought I was pretty good shape.
The boots are our soldiers. Keep them in the air. They could do the flyovers, but keep the wingtips on the ground. See if they want to stay there with those bombs.
I think that's what's. I'm pretty sure that's what Congress is going to do. But I mean, the Senate might vote for it, but not the House. They're not going to go for it. And I think you're going to see an amazing amount of crossover from Democrats voting against this. This could be the final moment when Barack Obama is definitely a lame duck president, which I believe he already is.
He's a waddling duck.
Yeah.
That was my comment.
All right. Well, thank you, Joan. It's nice to hear from you again. By the way, your daughter came in the drive-thru. And tell me what a nice person you are. And, you know, I kind of persuaded her that you're not. But anyways, you have a good weekend. And if you want to call the show, and we're in our last 10 minutes, 364-0800 or...
*KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Isn't that 10 minutes we got there? Oh, is that
no, one? We got about 4 minutes.
4 minutes? No. It's 6 minutes. Why do I have to bargain for time?
I'm sorry.
Anyways, we have another caller as soon as Lee Burr quits badgering me. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Dave, it's Vance from St. Robert.
What's your name?
Vance.
What's going on, man?
Yep. Called you a couple times. Hey, I've missed your show so far today. Sorry about that.
You can listen to it on podcast on the Dave Weinbaum website, daveweinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M.
Got it. Here's my chief complaint about stuff right now.
Okay.
Right? I watched the O'Reilly Factor in Hannity last night, and I heard a whole lot of people have moral outrage about, you know, the 100,000 deaths of people over there in Syria and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they're calling for other people to act. It's fine to have more outrage, but if you're a coward and don't want to act yourself, it's useless.
So you're talking about, who are you talking about here specifically?
Let me see. Geraldo said it last night. I'm morally outraged by what's happening out there, and I'm mad because nobody's doing anything about it.
Okay, so who should be acting now?
Anybody who has courage to act. And we, and me personally, I think we should be acting.
You okay, you think that we should be acting. Now, yeah. Who should we be attacking?
Geez, there's a million wrongs in this world, but... You know, in this whole
Well, guess what? You got to get specific,
it's
because it's
I'm going to be
Assad. Okay, so should we take Assad out?
Absolutely.
All right. Who takes his place?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, see, there's a problem there.
I know that, but
because you can't just wildly attack people without having an outcome planned that's going to work for the United States of America.
Correct, but we should support the Free Syrian Army.
Yeah.
I know they don't have. According to all the talking heads, they're dwindling numbers because they're getting killed.
Well, here's what the talking heads, there's supposedly about, I don't know, about a million of these people, 700,000 to a million. But the estimate of Al-Qaeda infiltration is between, according to our Secretary of State, 25%, and according to others in the know who don't have a fish in this bowl, 60%. Well, do we want to back Al-Qaeda and give them their own country? Is that what you're saying? The people that invaded the United States of America on 9/11?
The Free Syrian Army. That's the one who we back.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's a lot of evidence out there, including Russian evidence, that says that the Free Syrian Army, or whatever you want to call it, is really Al-Qaeda in disguise.
I haven't heard that one.
And you know what they're doing? They're out there killing Christians. They're attacking Christian towns. And who's defending the Christians of all people? Assad. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. You know what? All I'm going to say is this. There's a time for action. I agree with that. But you got to know who you're attacking. You got to know what you're asking for here and what's going to happen if you succeed. That's all I'm saying. Thank you for the call. You have a great weekend. And we're down to our last, 20 minutes or so?
Got about a minute and a half.
Thank you. Thank you very much for reminding me of that. Yeah, I don't know if I'll take a call anymore because, you know, it's time for lecture time. Time to reflect, let's see. We've got a situation here in this country now where, you know, it's post-election now, and a lot of people were feeling down after the election. And I know some people, you know, like my friend Delirious from Leesburg and Lynn from Steelville, you know, they're all kind of hanging in there and just feeling terrible. And I understand that, and I felt terrible for about a night. And wanted to just not participate. But then I thought, you know, we are right. We are right on the issues. I don't care what the vote is. We're going to have to fight back. And it's as simple as that. Yes, we got to put up with a certain amount of stuff because he did get elected again. And, they do have the Senate, but we got the House. We got most of the state houses. It's not all that negative. We've got elections coming up. This is still the United States of America. Things can change for the better. Things must change for the better. Remember, we felt this way under Jimmy Carter right at the end of 79 when we were doom and gloom and we had a bunch of hostages held by Iran. What do? We elected Ronald Reagan. We had a decade and a half or decade or two of really good stuff, good economy and pretty peaceful for the most part. So don't give up hope. Fight back. Scratch for the inches. Take every blade of grass. Don't back down. And you have a wonderful fall weekend. And to my Jewish friends out there, happy 5,774. And hope it's a good new year for you. Have a great weekend. This is Dave Weinbaum.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla. KTTR-AM Rolla.